Hello everyone, welcome to the Radio and Youth Podcast produced by Youth for Environment, Education and Development Foundation. I am Preeti Sarkar, today's host. Today we will be broadly discussing climate change, more specifically in the lens of its impact and adaptation in context of Nepal. Today we have a very special guest, who is a young climate activist from Nepal, Ms. Shreya Kesi. I'm really very delighted to host today's session with our guest speaker, Ms. Shreya Kesi. Shreya is a passionate social, environmental and climate activist from Nepal. Presently, she is also a youth climate change champion of UNICEF South Asia, international spokesperson of Red Alert for Climate Campaign of Save the Children South Asia, and campaign coordinator of MUC COP26. So, she is the national network coordinator of Nepalese Youth for Climate Action NYCA, a non-profit youth-led network to combat climate crisis. She was recognized as 25 Under 25 Youth Champion on International Youth Day and Hidden Eco Hero Award in 2020. Hello Shreya, and welcome to the Radio and Youth Podcast.
Hi Preeti, thank you for the warm welcome. Thank you YP Foundation for inviting me to this podcast. It feels so good to talk with you about climate and environment, especially when the whole world is battling coronavirus. We also need to remember there's a greater crisis than that, and that is climate crisis. So yeah, I'll enjoy this conversation. Thank you.
That's true, that the climate crisis is one of the burning issues going all around the world that has been undermined by several other topics. It is very essential now that we start discussing and taking actions in order to combat the climate crisis. Generally, when we talk about climate crisis, we recall the extreme disaster events, the black and snowless mountains, reduced rainfall, rise in temperature, and others that we have been experiencing in our lives. While you have been working in this sectors of climate change for several years now, what is the first thing that comes to your mind when we talk about climate change, Shreya?
Thank you, Preeti, for that question. I think I can say this from my personal feeling. For me, mountains are so close to my heart. I've grown up seeing those beautiful, captivating white mountains. In fact, mountains are the source of inspiration for me to be honest and determined. Nepal is home to 8 of the 14 highest mountains in the world. And these mountains, the identity of Nepal, are seriously affected by the increasing temperature. A report by Simul also says that even if the global warming was limited to 1.5 degrees Celsius, one-third of the Hindu Himalayan region glaciers would melt by the end of the century. So when you talk about climate change, the first thing that clicks in my mind is Black Mountain. Then climate change reminds me of the innocent Nepali villagers whose agricultural production has gone worse in these few years due to drought or untimely rainfall or heavy rainfall and struggling for food. This human face of climate crisis really break my heart.
Seeing the changes going around in our surrounding really disheartens us. Today, we are going to talk much about climate change in context of Nepal. What do you think makes Nepal more essential to talk about climate change now? Nepal, despite of having very little emissions on the global scale, is still very vulnerable to climate change impact. So what are your thoughts on this?
It is obvious that the least developing countries like Nepal are facing the brunt of the emissions that we never caused. Due to the unique impacts of the climate crisis in Nepal, our lives and properties have been lost, our mountains have been turned to black stone, villages have been turned to desert, our GDP has been reduced, the developmental infrastructure have been destroyed. Even a slight change in the monsoon pattern will greatly exacerbate the unacceptable level of poverty and inequalities of opportunity. It is an injustice to our human rights, and we don't have often been. We must continue to speak on the climate crisis and strongly ask for climate justice to the international community.
Yeah, you are right. We need to keep raising our voices against the climate crisis and demand for climate justice for the injustice we have been suffering from.
Yeah, and another thing is, our Nepal is a mountainous country, enriched with biodiversity, and we live in close proximity with nature. We usually live in areas exposed to environmental hazards such as floodplains or steep slopes, and there is a lack of necessary infrastructure to mitigate the impacts of extreme weather events. Our economies are also dependent mainly on tourism and agriculture, which are climate sensitive. Our own adaptive capacity is less. So there's several factors make Nepal quite vulnerable to the impact of climate change.
Yes, it is totally justified that Nepal is being adversely impacted due to the climate change. As Nepal is highly vulnerable to climate change, there are several other factors that are being affected due to climate change here in Nepal, either that be directly or indirectly. Out of all of those factors, development is also one of them. As we are all quite aware that there is a direct relationship between development and climate change. Shreya, how has climate change affected development in context of Nepal? What is the scenario that you visualize here in context of Nepal?
The relationship between development and climate change is always twofold. Climate change is posing a serious challenge for sustainable development, with broad impact not only on the environment, but also on the economic and social development. Climate-induced disasters have damaged existing developmental infrastructures, be it schools, hospitals, dams, bridges, and several others. The direct impact of increasing temperature is on biodiversity. The major raw material for industry and development comes from biodiversity. And due to the combined natural and human-caused forces, three species are being lost every hour. This has an impact on the economy, social and environment. And there are also other development acts like unplanned industrialization, FSR urbanization, deforestation. The deforestation also releases the stored carbon and adds to the global temperature. This all has directly or indirectly accelerated the rate of environmental degradation, contributing to more emissions. And I believe we need to redefine this narrative of development. Development is not just the concretization of everything. There are social and environmental factors integrated into this. We must be able to see development through an holistic lens, I think.
Yeah, that's a great point, that development is to be looked after more holistically rather than through the economic gain and the concretization, as you said. At the very meantime, keeping the impacts on high consideration, Nepal has also been putting down its efforts to combat these challenges, either that be by adaptation or that be by mitigation. Nepal has also set down its own targets and goals to reduce the emissions as far as possible, build the forest, and limit the greenhouse gases contributing to the climate change. Where does Nepal lie in this matter of context, according to you, Shreya?
Nepal has its own adaptation and mitigation targets. The second NDC of Nepal, which we submitted in 2020, also sets Nepal to be climate neutral by 2050. But the one thing that we lack is the implementation part. There are enough rooms of improvement for us. Addressing climate and environmental issues brings more benefit to ourselves. Last fiscal year, 41,000 people died due to air pollution in Nepal. The cost of fossil fuel import was 2.2 times higher than the country's total income with all exports. Like, if we promote the use of electric buses, micro-friendly cities, make more open, green and pedestrian-friendly spaces, we can automatically reduce the number of deaths and also save our economy. We really need to understand and start investing in climate. so that it will bring us large benefits.
Yeah, despite of all these efforts and having minimal contribution to the emissions on the global scale, Nepal is still very vulnerable and impacted due to the climate change, as we all of us have been experiencing. The impacts are also seem to be growing more severe and prominent these days than comparison to that in the past. Shreya, what do you feel about how severe will the impacts of climate change be here in Nepal? How do you picturize the future outline of climate change in Nepal?
As we all know, Nepal is one of the world's poorest developing countries, and despite its relatively small area, it has very diverse climatic conditions. It has already experienced changes in temperature and precipitation at a rate that is faster than the global average. The estimated cost of water-related hazards have been around 1.5% of foreign GDP per year, and millions of Nepalese are estimated to be at risk from the impacts of climate change, including the reduction in the agricultural production, food insecurity, strained water resources, loss of forest, biodiversity, as well as damaged infrastructure. Average annual temperature of Nepal is projected to increase by between 1.6 and 2.2 degrees Celsius by 2050. The dry season is predicted to be drier, monsoon season is predicted to be more wetter, the glacial rate is predicted to accelerate. The problems of today, such as drought, forest fire, landslides, flooding, they only be magnified by climate change. And this is all something that I have read, and with this I can say the future scenario is even more frightening if we don't take immediate and ambitious actions today.
Yeah, as you mentioned, the projected scenario of climate change impacts in context of Nepal is really disheartening. Listening to you, I feel like it's growing much of like an existential crisis for we human beings, as well as other living creatures here on Earth. Climate change is now not only about the geographical changes or the biological changes. It is much of like includes also the vulnerabilities of the people. And I think it's much of a needed discussion and a sector of action in very meantime now. Talking more on this, the transition from fossil energy to green energy, better forest management and other different activities that has been taking around ensures that the climate change is controlled from being hotter and hotter day by day. What is the capacity of Nepal as a country to contribute to the adaptation or mitigation to these changes? Are we ready for tackling this crisis?
Yes, Preeti. As you said before, climate change is an existential threat to the mankind, and we really don't need to undermine this existential crisis. And in context of Nepal, I say Nepal has massive potential to contribute in mitigation as well as adaptation of our own communities. One of the major potential I see is it lies in the nature-based solutions. Nepal lies as the 27th richest country in terms of biodiversity richness. The forest cover of Nepal is 44.74% of the total area of Nepal, which yearly absorbs a large ton of carbon from the atmosphere. Most Nepali communities are dependent on forest. It provides the necessary raw materials for people to survive, prosper, and even mitigates the severity and frequency of both the natural as well as climate-induced disasters. Hydroelectricity is the major energy source of Nepal. By producing larger energy, we can even sell to those countries whose primary source of energy is burning coal. Adopting our own local and indigenous knowledge and practices will also correct our way of haphazard consumption of natural resources. Mitigating the emission from waste also brings us economic benefits. So by investing in our own local mitigation and adaptation efforts, we can flourish our environment, we can protect our people and also prosper the nation. It's a win-win approach for all of us.
Yes, there are many things to be done, and it's high time we accelerate the levels of our actions as well. And I believe that this period of ours can be much of a greater opportunity for the transition as well as the change to be brought that will contribute to combat these challenges as well as bring some improvements in the environmental perspective. In our earlier discussion, we discussed how severe the climate change scenario could be in the context of Nepal. I believe that even a small step today can bring a big change tomorrow. So Shreya, what is your opinion on this? And how can an individual contribute to control these changes from happening that we are experiencing these days?
Whenever we talk about personal or say individual contribution, I just remember the quote of Margaret Mead that says, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it is only the thing that the world ever has." So there are lots of things that we can do from a personal level. We just need to dive in the local context and identify what we can do better as individual, as community, and educating ourselves on climate crisis and environment, behavior change at personal and family level, supporting the local products, uniting in the local environmental and climate campaigns, engaging and talking more people about climate change are some of the things that all individuals can follow to protect the environment and also for raising climate ambition. The most important thing one can do is making our leaders accountable for the work that we choose them for, be it national or international. So there are several things that an individual can do. It just needs the motivation to do that. Yeah.
Right. If we don't take the charge of our actions and continue destroying our environment, nature will surely hit back to us. And that's no more a secret anymore. It's high time we start taking up the responsibility to bring better changes and tackle the crisis together for a long time. So as you have been working in this sector for several years now, what do you think is the major challenge in context of Nepal in order to combat this threat? And do you have any such experiences that you would like to share with all of us?
Good question, Preeti. Along with potential, there are also threats that challenge us to combat climate and environmental degradation in Nepal. I see two challenges mainly. The first one is there are existing problems in Nepal such as inequality, socioeconomic condition, huge corruption, poverty that dilutes the understanding of climate change at a personal level and limit the magnitude of action to be taken from national level. Another one I would say is political and social ownership. We need leaders who are committed to protect the environment, who realizes the urgency of taking action. We cannot fight climate and environmental degradation with only a few portion of the population. We need each and everyone together as one to combat this crisis.
Yes, definitely. Together, we can surely overcome all of these challenges and ensure good days ahead for ourselves, not only but ourselves, but the generation that is coming behind us. Thank you so much, Shreya, for sharing your valuable time and in your insightful words to all of us. It was great hearing from you.
Thank you, Preeti. It was a wonderful pleasure. I hope our discussion brought much needed, like friend, the dimensions of climate change and tech. So yeah, let's keep this discussion going on.
Yes, a single day is surely not enough to talk on this. We will continue talking much other topics and these topics in the days ahead as well. I believe the words from you have inspired many other people to talk and work on these issues again. Albert Einstein once said, "The world would not be destroyed by those who do evils, but those who watch them without doing anything." So a small effort from you will surely amplify the efforts to tackle this challenge. So let's start changing ourselves for better changes and beautiful future. Now we are at the end of today's episode of the podcast. Once again, thank you, Shreya, for joining us and sharing your valuable words to us. We hope this has been a great session to our listeners as well. We will be back soon with our next episode. Till then, stay safe, Start acting green. Bye. Keep listening to the radio and your podcast.